Melissa, take it away.
There we go. Hi, guys. I'm sorry. That was a little technical difficulty. That's okay, though. Just before I start, I'd just like to quickly ask my higher power and savior just to bless my words. This is my very first time sharing, guys, so please bear with me. I wanted to say, wow, newcomers, it is so fantastic watching your day counts every day. I've seen Carol, Christina, Anthony, Vic, watching you guys and seeing the light and the life returning to your eyes is such a blessing and nothing more than a miracle that I get to see you, which is just fantastic. So, as you know, my sobriety day is the 15th of October 2023. So, in Australia, yesterday it was 1,000 days. And as our friend Shirley likes to say, I'm working on 1,001. Which is fantastic. So, one day at a time, before I actually start about what I do one day at a time, let me take you back before day one. So, on before day one, I was your typical alcoholic. I would work during the day, I would come home, and I would drink at night. I would start with red wine, that didn't work. Then I went to white wine, and then I got diabetes, and I thought I was smart, and I would, drink sugar-free vodka. So, not very smart, but that was my thinking and my way of dealing with things at the time. Now, sorry, I'm very nervous, guys. In my obsession and madness with my drinking, I basically lost everything in the end. I had nothing when it came to day one. My behavior was terrible. My mood was all over the place. I took things out on the people I love the most. I would have blackout drinks. In this madness, I would try before I go to sleep at night to remember what I had been saying so that I can have that conversation the next day and remember. And this madness was going on and on in my brain. The obsession was so bad, I couldn't stop it no matter what I did. I remember looking at my granddaughter after she was born and holding her and going, saying it out loud, I'm never going to see her grow up. I'm never going to see any of this. I'm going to die before this. This alcoholism has got me and I'm going to die. I lost my husband and then I stopped drinking. Day one, it was very hard. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to turn to. I had heard of Alcoholics Anonymous before, but I'd only ever seen that in American TV shows. So I only knew a tiny bit about it. And then I found the AA app, Everything AA app. And I got onto the meetings, and this was one of them. When I was introduced to this meeting, I was a little taken back because people are actually celebrating. I'm like, hold on a minute. I feel so much shame and I feel so bad. How can people be celebrating this? But they were celebrating my recovery. They were celebrating my health. I wasn't knowing that at the time. I just was just like, everything's so new. What's happening? I joined Newcomers International as my home group, and the support and love that I got from this group was fantastic. That encouragement every day that I got to keep going every single day, it was a personal challenge to me. So every 10 days, I would go and do something. I'd be like, I'll go get my nails done, or because suddenly I've got money, right? Because we're all like that. And I would reward myself, and I still do such things because every day matters. Every single day matters. So I then would do my steps. I did my steps, and I did that with rigorous honesty. Now, that's one key to your sobriety is honesty, truth. That is something that we need to have and we need to adhere by. After all, I said I'd go to any length to get it, so I had to be completely honest in my steps with myself and with my sponsor. Also, when I was able to do my amends. Now, I lost a son. At 16, he walked out, partly because of my drinking, a lot of it because of my drinking. I don't see him. I've spoken to him twice in 16 years. I had another son who basically had given up on me. He wouldn't cuddle me when he got home from work. He just didn't want to talk to me. And my youngest son, he was my biggest fan. He would always believe me every time I'd say, "This time, son, I'm going to stop drinking." He'd go, "Yes, mum, you're going to." And he knew in his heart that I probably would fail at that because I was trying to do it in my own strength. But I don't have that strength. None of us do. I also had a spiritual awakening. What do I mean by that? I mean the obsession was lifted. I mean the shame that I felt, how much shame that I carried, actually lifted. I didn't realize how much shame that I had until I went through my steps, until I could pick out my character defects. You let go of control and a new day starts. If you need to during the day, say your takeaway prayer. If it's every morning that you do, you know your character defects, you've been through the steps, ask for them to be taken away. This is your new life. This is your time. Okay. I must be vigilant all the time. I know my character defects, I watch for them. I see, okay, here's the situation. What am I going to do? Okay, it's different now because now I have a different mindset. Now it's up to me. It's not the situation. Some situations don't change, but you do, and how you handle them do. You are the one that has to look at yourself at the end of the day and say, "Hey, have I done a good job?" Discovering myself is something that I have learned. It's fantastic. You see all these new things about yourself. We're a shell when we come here. We've lost ourselves. We've lost our way. We don't know how to make a conversation with other people without a drink in our hand because we think that's our courage. But that's not who we are. And it's a very big lie. And we like telling lies. We like to tell ourselves it's going to be okay. We like to make up excuses for drinking. "Oh, look, a storm's coming. I like to have a storm. I'm going to have a drink because I enjoy that. Oh dear, I stubbed my toe. I need to have a drink for that." So we're really good at excuses. So we need to be very valiant, in our truth. If we can make excuses for drinking, we can make excuses to sit at a meeting and be active in our sobriety. I found even just recently, say about 6 months ago, that I was compromising myself. It only takes just, "Oh, it's okay. Just let this little bit in. It'll be fine. I can handle this now." You know your strengths, you know your weaknesses, you know your point. But alcohol is very cunning, baffling, powerful, and it is also very, very patient. It will wait. If you are not working your steps, if you are actively not in your sobriety, it's sitting there waiting for you. And pretty soon, I'm going to be that person at the bar ordering the milk with a shot of whiskey because it's okay now, but it's not okay. One drink is too many. And 1,000 is never enough with me. That thirst, that obsession, that allergy kicks in. So I have to be careful. I also learned that I wasn't very active in my sobriety. And as my sponsor put it, I was sponsoring myself. Well, that didn't work out very well. So I contacted my sponsor and she kicked me in the butt, which she should do. And she got me help back on track. And that's why we have sponsors to help us guide these steps in our life. Take a step back. What's my part in this? What am I going to be responsible for this? What is this really affecting? Is it affecting my self-esteem? Is it affecting me selfishly? If so, why? If I need to, I go back to the steps and I do my inventory again. I knew with my higher power that something was off. I didn't know what to do. And then when I spoke to my sponsor and sat and did a thorough, rigorous honesty with myself, I knew I couldn't handle what was happening. So what did I do? In the prayer that we always say, the Serenity Prayer, give us the courage to change what we can. And so I did. And my life became a whole lot happier. And it wasn't as scary as what I thought it was. It was just me assuming in my head. And us alcoholics, we assume a lot. We absolutely do. And that gets us in danger. Now, sobriety is a gift, guys, as my sponsor has said. And for those who have got lots of days up and stuff like that, it is a gift to share, not to keep in yourself. As we go through our day is an absolutely wonderful reading in the big book if you want to help, because people will get here and then go, what next? What do I do? Well, you keep working your steps. You talk to other alcoholics. What I found when I came into these rooms was all of a sudden everyone was speaking my language. It was like everyone around me wasn't understanding what I was trying to say in my alcoholism. I got into these rooms and all of a sudden everyone's speaking English. They understand me. These are my people. Wow, I'm so familiar with that. And did she really do that? Because I did that too. Oh my Lord, we're not alone. We are all the same. We are going through just in different ways, just in different ways. Now I have my beautiful family and friends. I have this wonderful sober brothers and sisters from the UK to Hawaii, from New York City to California. And then, of course, we've got our lovely Mexican who's living in Spain, Rob. These guys are my sober brothers and sisters that have kept me going all this time. We still have a really good connection with each other to keep each other going. I like doing gratitude lists. Because gratitude takes us back down and gets all rid of the noise. Hold on a minute, I've got to pause. What am I grateful for? Grateful. Gratitude is an action. Okay, so I'm grateful today that I get to hold my granddaughter and watch Baby Shark with her. What a horrible song. But I absolutely love that. I don't sit and look at my granddaughter going, I'm never going to see you grow up. I'm saying, I'm going to see you grow up and I'm going to tell you all about your mother when you're a bit older. I also have my beautiful boys. I have had the opportunity for my eldest son to say, I love you. I have asked him to do amends, and that's my job. When he's ready, it will happen. I've done my amends with my ex-husband. I have done it with all my children and most of the people on my list that were safe to do so. There's something in the freedom of doing your inventory daily because you are keeping yourself accountable and only you can. No one can do that for you. I didn't know most of those supports existed, of course, when I came into this room. I didn't know I would be fortunate enough to have my children say to me, Mum, I'm so proud of you. Every day, every time I mention my day count, one of my sons, God bless him, has set his own little day count that he's had going for a long time now. And he's just very proud. Every time I say to him, Oh, son, I've reached 120 days, he goes, I know, and I'm so proud of you. So, I have absolutely wonderful big fans. Now, during my sobriety, I have gone through bad times. Okay. Everyone has hard times. Life is hard. But this time it was different because this time I'm different. How am I going to handle this? What is really truly going on when I think about this? When I take self out of the situation, things are suddenly less complicated. What I have learned is that I need to listen to my elders. I need to keep my bum on my seat and I need to keep coming back. And when we do this, the fog lifts, it will clear. I continue to step to set right any new mistakes that I have made, because we're going to do it. We're human. We also have our triangle. Never forget your triangle. You've got service,
Fuck you,
recovery,
friend.
and unity. Thank you. My higher power has been such an amazing gift to me. A lot of people balk at higher power. Well, guys, guess what? You already have one, and that's alcohol, and it defeated you. So what you need now is a higher power, higher than another human being, something on a rock, something firm that will never let you down, to show you the way on what you need to do. As it says in the big book, faith without works is dead. So if you're not active in your sobriety, then you need to be. In the end, guys, I'm just like you. Together, we only have this 24 hours. We have a purpose. Newcomers, you have a purpose. And that is why you are here today, right now, on this meeting. Let your higher power show you what your purpose is. You lived. A lot of people don't. And a lot of people who go back don't come back because they can't. You'll hear it quite common in these rooms that people know someone that went back because they were not active in their sobriety, or perhaps they weren't rigorous enough with their honesty. But let me tell you guys, this journey is wonderful. Being sober and having a clear head so that I can think, so that I can turn up here today, I can be of service and hopefully help one of you today. One of you is here for a reason. I absolutely love being able to share this message with you today, and I'm sorry that it's a bit all over the shop because, like I said, it's my first go. And I just wanted to say, thank you so much to Alia and to Sharon and Nikki for setting up Newcomers International. Without them, I wouldn't have found it. I did try face-to-face meetings, but they're not for everybody. So I just encourage you, newcomers, and for those with time up your sleeve, be vigilant. Stand strong. Remember that feeling that came over you when you had that chain lifted off you. Stand tall. You can breathe again. You're alive. Thank you so much, guys, for letting me share today and share with you a little bit of the experience that I have had. And I am still learning. I'm still a baby. We learn every day. And guys, have fun with your sobriety. Treat yourself. It's okay to do so. Thank you for letting me share, guys.